Unit 3. Students' Book. B2. Opposites Attract. Activity 1. Page 122. Listen and follow the photo story in your book. Opposites Attract.
I've got to admit it. I'm pretty lazy, which is probably why it took me so long to get to know Susan.
You're crazy, Kev. She's been looking your way for half an hour. She's obviously mad about you.
Yeah, sure. I'll ask her to dance. In a minute. In fact, I didn't have to do anything at all, because she asked me.
Well, will you dance with me, or are you going to stand here the whole evening?
Of course not. And I was just going to ask you anyway.
That's better, lazy bones, you see? You can move when you put your mind to it.
Must be your influence. And by the end of the evening, I've been thinking, you've got to get home tonight, and it's a long way. You can't walk home all on your own, so can I take you?
You? Walk? Oh, that's really something.
For the next few weeks, we dated happily, in spite of our differences.
Shall we go for a run? I love jogging. You really feel great after a couple of miles.
A couple of miles? And it wasn't only exercise we argued about. We even like different films. This must be a really good film. Beautiful photography.
Well, I don't know. If you like... But this one is a bit more action-packed.
And I must admit, I had the odd moment of doubt. I must be mad. Maybe we don't suit each other so well after all.
Right then. If we meet up at 7:30 on Saturday morning, we can get an early train out of town and go for a long hike in the country.
Then things started to go wrong.
Come on, Kev. He's played 3 of my records already. Let's have at least one dance.
Oh, have a heart, love. I'm exhausted. We walked for miles today. Why don't you just sit down and relax for a few minutes?
Oh, don't be so wet. If you don't dance with me, I'll go and dance with someone else.
Please yourself. I'm not bothered.
All right then, I will.
Are you crazy? Tony fancied Susan for ages.
If she wants to dance with him, that's her business. I don't own her, do I? But I was getting more and more annoyed. So when she came back, we quarrelled.
I'm going home. You don't care about me. Don't worry about seeing me home. I've had plenty of other offers.
That suits me fine. So we went our separate ways. Susan started dating Tony.
I'm so glad you're interested in keeping fit, Susan. I can't stand these sloppy girls who think it's enough to look beautiful. I can give you lots of advice. I'm quite an expert.
He's so boring. I wish it was Kevin.
Meanwhile...
Hello, Kevin. Sorry I'm late. I couldn't decide which lipstick to wear. Have you been waiting long?
I wish it was Susan. Next day, I phoned Susan at home. She wasn't in. Luckily... Look, Susan, can we try again? If I try to be a bit more energetic.
And I promise to be a bit more easygoing and less pushy. Do you think we stand a chance?
Well, we are as different as chalk and cheese.
Right. In a lot of ways, we're opposites. But we both know what opposites do, don't we? They attract.